Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is September the 21st and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Amos chapters 1 to 3. Today we are going to look into the revelation of God's will in our lives. We read in Amos chapter 3 verse 7 like this: "Surely the Lord God does nothing unless He reveals His secret to His servants, the prophets." Israel's sin was intensified because of her position before God. God had specifically chosen Israel among all the peoples of the earth to reveal His glory. But when Israel did not obey, God's judgment was certain for them. However, God does not bring any calamity without revealing His plan to His servants, the prophets. What Amos was revealing here was: 1. He was a prophet. 2. God has spoken. And 3. God will bring His judgment against Israel. All this would come to pass because the people of Israel did not know how to do right. The conclusion of Amos was that God in His mercy will do nothing to punish until He has revealed it to His spokesmen, the prophets. Amos was blowing the trumpet to warn the people because God had shared His secrets with him. In spite of his humble origins, Amos was God's servant. Now God does nothing unless He reveals. The God who acts also reveals Himself and interprets His action to and through His prophets. God revealed His plans for Sodom and Gomorrah to Abraham. Moses, the supreme Old Testament prophet, was called the servant of the Lord. Subsequent prophets were characterized by the similar phrase, "My servants, the prophets." In a wider sense, God's will is revealed to all who love God, which is not to the world. Many times in our lives, God reveals His will to us through His word, His prophets, and situations in our lives. When God speaks to us and reveals His will in our lives, let us earnestly attempt to listen to Him and obey His commandments. Otherwise, like Israel, we can expect His judgment to fall upon us in the near future. We read in Psalms 25 verse 14 like this: "The secret of the Lord is with those who fear Him, and He will show them His covenant."